Welcome to Kirk's Picks. I'm Kirk McElhern, and in this podcast, I'm going to tell you about something interesting I've discovered recently. Today's pick is Stephen King's new novel, Billy Summers. Billy Summers is a former Marine who was trained as a sniper and who served in Iraq. He now works as an assassin, but one who only takes out bad people. He is approached by someone to kill a man who is awaiting trial for murder and tasked with shooting him on the steps of the courthouse as he goes to be tried. And this is to be Billy Summers' last job. But since the people who want this man dead don't know when the trial will take place, they set Billy up in a fifth-floor office in a building overlooking the court under an alias. His cover is to be that he's a writer working on a book, and his agent wanted him to work seriously, hence the office. Billy has plenty of aliases of his own, with documents, credit cards, bank accounts, and more. It's clear that he knows what he's doing. While Billy plays dumb in front of the criminals he works for, he's actually quite smart and well-read. He is particularly a fan of Émile Zola's Thérèse Raquin and carries a copy with him, though when he meets his employers, he more often has an Archie comic. Billy had thought of writing something in the past, and this gives him an opportunity to do so. He starts writing the story of his life, explaining how he became who he is. As the novel progresses, Billy's story is fleshed out, and the reader learns how he came to be such an efficient killer. During the wait, Billy gets to know the neighbors in the office building where he's working, as well as those on the street where he rents a house. He tries to blend in with the adults and children around him, only to regret this later. It's obvious that the killing eventually takes place, but that's not what this novel is about. Around halfway into the book, Billy meets up with someone who will change his life and whose life he will change as well. I've long been a fan of Stephen King, and in recent years I found his books to be somewhat limp. This, however, is really the best King I've read in years. It's full of his acerbic observations about America and Americans, and his writing is as joyful as always. Unlike many, if not most, Stephen King novels, there's no horror, nothing supernatural in Billy Summers. Okay, that's not entirely true. There's one small bit that Stephen King fans will immediately recognize. Billy Summers is a taut thriller about an assassin who tries to be a good person. Billy Summers, link in the show notes. Thanks for listening to Kirk's Picks. If you enjoyed the podcast, follow it on Apple Podcasts or in your favorite podcast app. For show notes and links to my pick, go to kirkville.com/picks. You can support this podcast by purchasing items via my affiliate links, or you can sign up for my Patreon and donate a few bucks a month. Tune in again soon for another pick.